letter that Peter wrote.
Thank you, Chris, for leading
Second
us.
Peter, we're still in the first
today.
Chapter. We're not going
to
get
Isn't
through
it great
with
to be
today.
A Christian?
Going to leave a
Isn't
little
it great
bit
to be a Christian?
Next week.
That's better.
We'll start
now
with
unto
verse
him
5,
who is able to do exceeding abundantly above
we
all that we ask or think, according
week,
to the
we
power
so we'll start right
that worketh
with 5
in us, and unto
and
him be glory
15,
in the church by Christ Jesus
spot.
Throughout all ages, world without
verse,
end.
Verse 5,
everybody
you can't
together
read verse
said,
5 unless you read verse 4
amen.
Also.
Exactly.
And so,
Ephesians 3, 20 and 21.
I'm in the wrong chapter.
Well,
here. Now then I'm... Now I'm
Let me encourage you today with a word, a message from the Word of God.
Okay. Now
it's always a great honor and privilege
in verse 5, 4 of
stand before
First Peter,
you and have the
Second
opportunity
Peter,
to
the first chapter. He says, "For by these he has
word.
Granted to us his precious and magnificent promises."
We studied from
so
the
that
book
by
of Matthew
them
last
you
week
may
in the
become
chapter.
Partakers of the divine
and we were
nature,
talking about
having
the
escaped the corruption
matters of the heart.
The world
and,
by lust.
One of those matters
and then he says,
is,
for this
course,
very reason,
the righteousness
do these things that we're
going God.
To talk about this morning. So
I wanted
the reason
to point out
that we're going
to
discuss these things
Matthew
this morning
passage,
is that
we go
you
to
have,
the book of Romans, which
have
for our
become
list,
partakers of the divine nature
today,
and have escaped
over there in the fifth chapter
from the
of
world,
the book of Matthew,
which is corrupted by lust.
Jesus is speaking to them, of
now,
course, in what we call
I'm,
the Sermon on the Mount. And
I'm
he was assuring
to chase
them
a little
that
rabbit right here, but I'm just going
to he had not
it
come to
the world,
do away
as
with
we understand it,
to
is
destroy the
culture,
law or the prophets,
society,
but rather that he
humanity,
was there to fulfill them.
It,
that was verse 17 of Matthew chapter 5.
Without God,
and he ensured
without
to
consideration
them
of
that
God.
Nothing from the law
there is
would
the
pass
world,
away
and then
until
there is,
all should be
is,
fulfilled in verse 18. And so he encouraged
those,
them
it's
about
those
keeping
who are in
the commandments. In the next
and so
verse,
there's the world and the kingdom
but then
of God.
He said,
those two things are
except
different
your
from one
righteousness
another.
Exceed
when he says that
the
world
righteousness
has
of the
been corrupted by
the
lust.
Pharisees,
you
we shall
usually,
in no case
a lot, many
enter
times
into
we
the
think
kingdom
this word lust
of heaven.
Simply in a sexual
and he was talking about
context.
The importance of the
but
spirit
the word
of the
that
law,
is translated lust
as opposed
here
to maybe
is not
just
limited
that
to that.
Of
it
finding
certainly
oneself
includes
in the,
sexual
in obedience
things
with
of that
the
nature.
Letter
but,
of the
it's
law.
Much bigger than
so
that.
So accept your righteousness.
You remember in the Garden of Eden when
the
Satan approached
of the scribes
Eve,
and the Pharisees,
he showed her
the kingdom
the fruit,
of heaven is not
and
available.
It had certain appeals
that brings
to
us
her.
To
it
was, Romans
it looked
chapter
good.
6.
It,
I'm going to
it was desirable
read to you now.
And to be
now, of course,
able
this
to
is
be
a
as wise as God
statement.
Was,
you go back
was something
and read
that
the
she wanted.
Part,
it was something
some other
that she
time when you have the time.
Well, that's just
in
the beginning
earlier
point,
parts
you see,
of this
because
chapter,
the world
but he concludes
lusts
here, therefore,
after whatever
do not
it
let
wants.
Sin
you know, whatever
reign in your mortal body
it,
so that
you, know, whatever
you obey its lust.
Pleasurable
and do not go on presenting the members of your body
for.
To sin as
after.
Instruments
so you have,
of
you know, power,
unrighteousness,
you have wealth, you have,
but present yourselves to God
you
as those alive from the dead.
That corrupts
and
the
your
world.
Members as instruments
in Christ,
of righteousness of
we
God
have
or to
that
God,
is more
for sin
valuable
shall not be
than
master
of
over you.
All of
for
these
you
things
are not under the law,
involve
but
the flesh.
Under grace.
And the gratification of the five senses,
see,
whatever
the
they are, you know, what, whatever the things is that gratifies us.
Forming
those five
a law,
we escape from that
God's,
because we have become partakers of the divine nature
of grace.
Now that means, you know,
when
in the beginning
out of
we were
the
created
James,
in the image of God.
Sin shall not
that
have
image to some degree was lost
you, or it will
whenever
not reign
sin entered the
over
world.
You, like a
but
king
in Christ,
be
that divine nature has been restored. It is
we
now
are under
a vital part
the grace
of our
of God.
Being. As
well, as
the
that is an introductory
Christ,
into what I want to say for us this morning.
We've escaped the corruption.
I look out in our crowd
in
and I see so
now,
many
verse
of
5,
you
he says,
that well
for this very
and,
reason,
and that we love
also.
I know you to be lovers
all
of God. I know that you're here because
start
you are motivated out of your love.
I've called it an upward spiral.
And that you want to serve him. So
that's not scripture, that's my terminology to describe
our association together. We all feel comfortable with one another. Because of that. And we're encouraged because that we're with other people of like mind.
Our Father,
when John is writing in his gospel in John chapter 1, you are familiar, I know, with that passage. He says that in the beginning was the Word,
and the Word
was God. And the same was in the beginning,
working on behalf of those who
and all things were made by him, and without
Father, we
him
are thankful for those who
anything
gathered at this
made
time
that was
to look at
made.
These words that Peter was inspired
to write.
He
goes on and says that in him was life,
and gain
and the life was the light of men.
Motivation
and the light shined in the darkness
with Jesus as King of our life.
Didn't
and
comprehend
to be
it
a
or
follower
of
God,
it. As
they
he did not know
love.
It. And if you keep on reading in there, eventually John will reveal to us that the Word
also
became flesh.
Be with us today in the
dwelled
name
among
of Jesus.
Us.
Amen.
We beheld his glory.
So for this very reason,
it must have been magnificent
we're going
to live in that
add
time.
These things. We're going to start
to
with faith.
Have that said
faith
to
is
them,
the beginning point.
For them to experience.
In Hebrews, the
actually,
11th chapter, which is
let's
the great
say,
faith chapter,
putting our eyes
it says in verse 6,
Jesus.
You know, for he that comes to God
fact,
must
have a
believe
song that, our songwriter
that he
has
is,
says,
that is, that God
turn
exists,
your
and that he is a rewarder. That's the starting
Jesus,
point.
Or focus, in other
Romans,
words,
the 5th chapter, in verse
Christ.
1, it says that we're
and
justified.
That's what we're here
we're
to
made
do.
Pure, we're made
later
right
on in the
by
small
faith.
Epistles that John
we know it's not
writes
faith alone, as we'll see
New
as we continue this study this morning.
First John, not the gospel, but
what are we
First
to
John,
add to that
4,
faith?
In verses 7 and 8,
well,
he
I,
says,
I
beloved,
that
let us
cannot remain alone.
Love
and you can certainly go to James,
another,
the second chapter.
For love is of God, and everyone that loveth
14 through 26,
is born of
it's
God.
It's always amazing to me that those who
God
are who
he that loveth
emphasize faith and faith alone
not God,
as being the
you know
Savior, you know, they read James and they say, well, that's an inferior book.
Love.
You know, he really didn't know
God
what
is love.
About.
That's correct.
He says that you have
when
faith
Paul begins
without
telling
works,
us
and I have faith,
these practical
I'll demonstrate
things
my
in the
faith
book of Romans
works.
That we read.
And that's certainly what Jesus
and in that
did.
Conclusionary
Jesus
statement in those
was
verses,
a believer in
6,
God.
Verses 12
we don't say that very
14,
often, but
he points
he,
out
as
a number
man,
of things that I
as
think
a human
are so
being,
important for
in
us
the flesh,
to make
believed in his Father who was in heaven, and he did
the
his Father's will
being
because
he of our heart.
Had, he
we're all looking
faithful.
Up here knowing what
and
Preacher
so
we
start
Bob means
there.
When he's saying
and
our hearts.
We,
what we think
we have
about.
To
where we
conscientiously,
focus our
with
attention.
Due diligence.
And not only are
saying,
we lovers of God,
to
but if we love God, we love one another. Isn't that
faith.
Right?
And
I
we
mean,
talked
that's
a little
why
bit about
we are together.
Last week in verse
because
3,
we love
it
each
says
other.
That Jesus
we love God,
this,
yes, but
had,
we have
a,
in common you
know, well, what is verse
this
3
concept
say? It says,
of being able
his
to love
power,
each other. I know
the last part
that
of that verse
always
says, through true knowledge
exactly
of him who called us by his own glory and excellence. Now that word excellence there
you
is the same
that
word
Jesus
that we're talking about
even love
in the 5th verse where we're to add virtue or
yet,
excellence.
Especially when you
think
about someone
Jesus,
that's against
and he was excellent in
I
every
think about
way.
That, Elizabeth.
But
think, well,
in one way in
like
particular,
lot,
this word that is translated
God
virtue,
has commanded me to love you.
Is sometimes
and I try to overcome the things that I see in you that maybe I would like to change about
as
you.
Moral
because
it,
I don't
excellence.
Agree with that or
it's
because
the same
it goes
word,
against
but
what I think.
Trying to
we love one another because of our bond. That
moral.
We have.
When I saw that word
Lord
moral
Jesus
excellence, I immediately
this,
said,
wonderful teaching
what is
that's here
morality?
In the book of Romans, as
you know, there,
he begins
there's a
to
whole
explain
phase of philosophy
how to go about
ethics.
Getting some of these
and,
things
and you can
done.
Spend,
and so he
I don't
then
know how many
encourages them
books have been written on
not
ethics.
To allow their
morality
the members of your body, in other words,
we
to
certainly ought to be
yield yourself
about. was Jesus moral, you better believe it. His morality was the most excellent thing.
But to yield yourselves unto God as those
that are
alive from
the
dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness toward God. That's a matter of the heart.
Okay, you've
got. In other words, this is one of those things
immoral.
That you sometimes
is there anything else
must
that would be,
work upon
moral?
In order to get the thinking right. I mean, you know, and this person is
look at the notes there.
Doing what you don't want him to do is you've got to remember that
he
I love this
class
person.
At Abilene Christian University.
Our old
and
Mary
it was
does
a class
that every day
ethics,
about me.
Christian ethics. And sure they mentioned this.
Stephanie does that
this
for
thing. I think the man's name is W.
I'm sure as I
D.
look out
Ross.
Here that that
I'm
happens.
I'm not sure, but anyway, he came up with this idea of
whenever
of
we
seven
have relationships. Why?
Seven
I love old Jerry Orr back there. I know he was in
basic
the Air Force.
To morality as he
and
understood.
He had a great. He tells me all
exactly
about that easy job
the
he had.
They used,
you think that's?
But
think
I
that's really
enumerated
right,
them
right.
here.
I mean, you know,
and
you
I said,
what, yeah, you think you it, might
the following is a philosophical statement of morality.
The way I get it, he
number
just
one,
much ran
don't do any harm.
Going on. But I love hearing your
a moral
stories.
Person
like
does
it.
Not
we
intentionally
have something in common
harm
together because
anyone.
We know what it
morality
like
generally
to be in the
is talking
forces.
About our relationship
our
together
really
in society.
Ours.
So
we tell the little
we do no harm.
About whenever
well,
we
the opposite of that is you do
alone,
good.
We start
you intentionally
doing what we
try
want
to do
and,
good.
And we're surprised
and that doesn't
by one
mean
of the
that it's not describing
say,
how
you
do it, but in describing what you're doing.
That's
you do good things. Jesus, you
this
remember
concept,
in
when you
Acts
think about
10,
instruments, if you're like me,
Peter says
I,
that Jesus
I
went about doing
I'm
good.
Thinking about
and
a
we
guitar,
as
a piano, or a horn.
Number two says,
that's an
do
instrument
good.
To me.
Number three.
And yet I realize
DJ,
that when you get
truth.
In your car, you the first thing you probably
four,
are looking at is an
promises.
Instrument panel. Is that right?
And
yeah.
then number five, this you might raise your eyebrows
here
about this.
Is
it says,
that
allow
helps
others
better
to
understand
make their own moral
of
decisions.
What an instrument actually is. Mm. Some kind of a
you know,
tool.
If I'm
say,
acting
or,
morally,
or,
then I can't
an
dictate
implement,
to you and say,
especially one for
you're
the idea
bad.
Of maybe delicate scientific
bad,
work. Now, if I say Abby Shudo, will you all know who I'm talking about?
And I would try
I mean,
to encourage you to make
TV for 15 years that,
this
so
is the moral. This is the list.
Down there in the lab. Of the
another
NCIS
one is to practice justice.
And when they wanted
now, that
any
simply
delicate
means to be fair.
Instrument work.
Now, we generally think of being if
Abby
you're
was having
practicing
to make,
justice,
you know,
you know
major
there's
mass
the justice of the peace. What does
even
he
though
do?
He's having a few temper tantrums
the law. I mean, you know, he enforces.
She would be looking for the evidence that would come through that machine.
You're
some
fair in all your
dealings.
And then number seven is, if you break something,
the
fix
level,
it.
The position, the speed,
a moral person is going to do that. You don't break
DNA
something
or,
and then just
or fingerprints or
go
whatever
off.
It might be. These instruments, you see, are the kinds of things that help us.
I think that's a
know
pretty good list.
What's going
we
on?
Might, question,
Paul is
you know,
asking us.
Things, but,
he's saying to us through the Holy Spirit
that's, but now then,
that we
if
pay
you're
attention
moral,
to the instrument.
Do
family.
You just keep the rules?
Now, how many of you have disconnected the check-in
line? Is that
the
definition of
call?
A moral person? You keep the rules.
Well, you know, most of the time it's probably a minor thing, but there's always that exception to the rule, right, Ricky? And a fella disconnects
you.
That light and he might
be, go,
he might
go beyond
be sorry about that.
You know, the Pharisees in the presence
well,
of Jesus, they had, they
and,
considered themselves
you know,
moral people in the sight of God. And they had certain
on,
rules.
Looking for what's wrong. Whatever it is
oh,
that
it
you
does.
May have burned up.
All right.
An
I'm glad you said that. It depends on the rules.
Of
but is rule keeping
that?
That really
is that
something
you
that you've got
to
be concerned about?
That tool
I tell the truth because
that is understanding
that's the root.
What righteousness is really all about.
You know, I've always got a problem.
Righteousness
you read
is
the book of, you read the Old Testament, you come down to
of being right
the book of,
or just. And
Joshua.
Of course, that would mean
and the children of Israel are going to start taking
God's
they're going to take
point
the city
of, view.
Of Jericho.
God's point of view.
And the spies go in, you remember?
It used to be spelled.
Rahab the harlot,
you
know. She protects them.
And later on,
and hides them.
Given to us.
And then when the city people come in and looking for them.
And that it is an attribute.
She tells an outright.
You see, of God.
Lie.
In chapter 3.
Now, was she immoral in telling that lie?
Paul will say, if our righteousness, or if our unrighteousness demonstrates the righteousness
of God. The rule says
God,
you tell the truth.
What shall we say?
Now, these guys are hiding up
the
there.
The God who inflicts wrath is not unrighteous, is he? I'm speaking in human terms, he says.
She did it for
may
the
it
own.
Never be,
does,
for the, otherwise,
the, does the end justify
God
the means?
Judge the
Maybe.
World. How important, then,
see, morality is something that you've got
to
think about.
Project,
and it may not be just as simple as you might
is all
think
about.
It would be. In the book of Ecclesiastes,
I like this statement.
Well,
I
my question here
don't
is there ever a situation where one point trumps,
I believe
see,
it was
I'm
George
in the
Bailey,
game
but I could be wrong.
Is there
my
any situation where one point trumps another point if there's a conflict?
Much, but he used to say,
what does Ecclesiastes 3 verses 1 through 8 talk about?
Itself.
He says, there's a time.
I want you to let that sink in. That's a, one of those kind
everything.
Of thoughts that, one of those
there's
kind
a time
of
to
things that you may not want to accept right away.
Does he say there's
but
a
listen
time
to
lie,
Paul in chapter 1.
I don't think he says in
he said,
words.
Chapter 1 verses 16 and 17, I know
there's
you know
a time
this
to tear
verse,
down and a time
that
to
I'm
build
not ashamed
up.
Of the gospel of
and
Christ.
You remember the passage
it
there.
Is, for it is, the power of
yes.
God and the salvation
yes,
to everyone
true.
That believeth.
A time
to the Jew first,
there's a time to keep silent
also
and a time to speak.
To the Greek. For therein, that is,
another question,
is
righteousness a matter of keeping
God
a code
revealed.
Of
course,
laws,
the reveals unto
or
us
is it a matter
Jesus.
Of doing the right thing in every situation?
The life of
I mentioned this, describes some Pharisees
and
Jesus
the gospel
in one
more
situation.
Specifically,
and I remember
the
very,
that he is
somehow
the son
this
of the
always
living
comes
God.
To my mind.
And
Jesus is in the synagogue, there's a man with a withered hand, and Jesus
he
has the power to make
cross,
him whole.
And he died
it's
for you
Sabbath
and for
day.
Me.
The law says
the
you don't do so,
day,
you don't practice
by
medicine
the power
on the
of God,
so
he
Jesus
was
looks around at the people that were looking to see if he's
so
going to break
the Sabbath.
So it
says to us,
and he says,
then that,
is it right to do good on the Sabbath or not?
It is revealed, or as this righteousness
and
of
what
God
does,
is revealed,
what do they
Christ,
say?
From faith to faith,
well, they don't say anything.
As it
they
is
just
written,
zip up their lips.
The just,
and Mark says Jesus looked around
right,
at them with anger and said to the man,
sinned,
stretch out your
problems.
Hand and he healed him.
When Paul is writing in Galatians 3 and 11, he says, no man is justified by the law in the sight
Let's
of
go back
God.
To the notes a minute.
It is evident
God's
that the
will
just
is basic in moral conduct.
Faith.
That's
I
a
hope
statement.
You're going back and making the connection.
An important question then is, what is God's
saying,
will?
I haven't come.
Jesus
to
sums it up this
law.
Way. And, he, and when
I
say he sums it up because he says, in everything.
I have come to
that's where he begins the statement.
The, law.
The golden rule begins. In
he
everything
to
you do unto others as you would have them
to
do unto you.
To what the law was intended to do. It's culminating
those guys hiding
in
under
what
the
God does for us in Jesus Christ.
Rooftop.
And now we live for him. And
you know,
because
they
of him.
Depending on that woman.
And we do that
to,
on the
to,
basis
to do,
of faith.
To them,
you remember this
like
fellow that was known as
her,
the doubter,
situation
Thomas, who didn't believe his
I'm not saying it's all right to lie.
Were saying to him that they had
the basic rule is tell the truth.
Resurrected Christ. He even went so far as to say, I won't believe
see,
that.
I change that. The rule
I
is tell the truth. The basic rule is do good to everybody.
Prints of the nails in his hand.
That's the basic
or thrust
rule.
Thrust my hand into his side where the spear was
that's
put,
right.
so that
sometimes
I could
the truth
prove
hurts more and does more harm
to me
than
that that
than
really
the,
is who he
keeping
is.
Keeping silent or shading
that'll
it
do
just
it for
a little
me.
Bit.
That's what he says. This is one of the many
Jesus said
great
that. In everything, therefore, treat people the same way you want them to treat you. For this is the law and the prophets. He's saying this is basic to the whole law.
Fundamental truth.
And then there's another matter that bothers me sometimes, and I look for times to make the point, so I'm going to make it now. When you deal with specific direction or conduct in a person's life, what is God's will?
I hope, I think you know that in
does
our
God
world
have a
today,
specific plan for each individual's
from the lack
life?
Of moral principles.
You hear that?
Behavioral
you hear that all the time.
Or attitude.
I'm going to tell you something that may make your eyes
or
blur.
Having
no,
a
he
matter
doesn't.
Of the heart that recognizes the righteousness.
He wants everybody to do
God
what's right.
Is right up here.
And when
it's
you
what
do what's right,
in our inward
God
heart,
in His providence
so
will cause His will
so
to be done in every situation.
About who God is. Or what he wants us to do because he has told us what he needs,
back in the 70s,
what he wants,
I
and
was
what we should be looking for.
In
so that our behavior
Court,
will be
I had a good
righteous,
work going,
so that
and I got it in
like
my head that I wanted to
panel,
do a little bit
and when
more.
People
and I
look
maybe
at it, they can say, oh,
it's God's will since I have this desire. To be more involved in personal work, that I go to the school of practical evangelism and try to do what, you know, to improve my situation. I left a good work, and I thought I was going to do a better work.
You see, that's the difference.
And then things, you know, worked around.
That's the place.
Well,
we're trying to make a recognition of what those principles actually are.
You can study, you know,
now,
we'll let you,
I'm going to be kind because we got a little bit
that
out
for
of
4 years.
Time or overtime a little bit this morning, but I want to mention a couple of those. I've got plenty of them
like
we could talk
think
about.
To,
I want you to think
better.
For a moment
so
about a
prayer,
principle,
said,
fundamental truth
your resignation. And,
of authority.
I said, you hired me,
where
you can fire me,
the authority?
But I'm staying.
I mean, you don't
and
have to be very old.
I didn't have
I
time
mean,
to pray about it, but
by
that's
the time
what I
you're
made
a four-year-old, you've got
now.
That all
now, what am I
up.
Saying here
fact,
is,
many four-year-olds have
God's
mom and
will
dad right there. Can I get an amen?
Will be done.
I know. I had. I,
and if we
I
try to do what's right, he will
because
work out things
demand.
As
right?
he wants them to be. And
what's
he, you
the
will be a part
of
it.
Authority for you?
But if I try
in
to
Psalm
say,
33 and verse
as I did,
4,
you know, it's God's will for me to go do this,
that the word of the Lord is right,
it may not be God's will.
And all of his works are done
if I am,
in truth.
If I spend all my time and frustrate myself
see, the idea
trying to figure out what
that,
God wants me to do in this world.
You are turning to God to find
I may be spinning my wheels
that
more than,
place of
than,
authority.
Than something else. But if I'm trying to do what's right all the time,
the law,
God
go
will use you for doing what's right in his will.
And we can use
now you can
the
look
law
at,
as a great record
God
of
had,
bringing us
God,
to
in
where
the Old Testament as you read
the
through the book
say,
of the Old Testament.
Christ,
you can read about Noah, God used him, Abraham, God used him,
not
and
add
he may
to
have
the law,
set these people
to,
up
to diminish
those
aught
no,
from
Abraham
it.
And his offspring,
it's just the
Moses,
same principle
Pharaoh,
that you say to
in
your
a
kids,
negative sense.
Mind
God,
me.
The scripture says he raised him good up to that. Show his the God's glory.
What we're saying is,
Joseph,
to the kid,
King Saul,
I want you to think like I think.
Negative.
You know how many
example.
Times that's going to happen?
David.
You know.
Mary, that's the mother of
because
Jesus.
They don't.
John the Baptist.
But somehow
Paul,
or another,
all were people that
we
God
have to
used,
take the time
and maybe in his omniscience
them
knew
them
before they
what the
came
right
on the scene how
that
he was going to use them.
So, we
but should I spend my
God
time seeking to know God's
us.
Specific will for me beyond his general will of right and wrong and good and evil? In Micah 6 and 8,
away,
you know, my favorite passage, he has told
because
you, O man, What does God require of you?
Seek justice,
do kindness, and walk humbly before your God. You do those things, and God will use you. And His will will be done in your life. Within the time, circumstances, and opportunities available to me. If I'm acting according to justice, and fairness to all, and benevolent concern toward all, and with intentional, humble attitude toward God, then God will use me for His purposes, His will that is done, His will
preach the message of God.
That for His purposes, that is His will that is done within His providence. Well, we've gone from morality to God's will. I think it's important for us to think about these things at least. And these are my conclusions. If I try to do what's right, then God will use me in His, for His purposes. Now then, we've added that to faith. Now we've got, moral excellence.
And if
then
you will
this
live that
knowledge,
way, I'm
the word, the Greek word there is gnosis. You've probably heard the word knowledge.
To just do what God has asked you to do. You'll be plenty busy enough in your life doing that.
This must be diligently supplied.
Not worry about all that.
Knowledge doesn't just happen.
Because
you must study, you must investigate. You must apply the principles of learning to handle aright, the word of truth. That's 2 Timothy 2, verse 15. And all scripture breathed by God makes it possible for the man of God to be complete and equipped for every good work. That is, if he knows it. This knowledge is to be supplied on top of moral excellence.
Given unto you. You know what I'm
and it involves understanding that God's will
that God
was what
how
Jesus
he gives
taught.
To us
Jesus
people,
said that doing God's will make it possible for you to know that His teaching
really
is from God. That's John 7:17. Zeal for religion
great,
is
it?
Not enough.
To see that
Paul says
that
in
way for them.
In
really
Romans 10, verses 2 through 4, that
may not get
he, you know, Israel had a zeal
around,
for God, but not according to knowledge.
With it. And you live very long, when you say sowing and reaping,
you know the truth.
You know exactly
you stay in the
what
teachings
that's going
of Jesus,
to do.
The truth will make you free.
You can't
that's
get
John
money
8,
out of
31,
the bank
32.
Unless you put some in it, right, Donald?
Knowledge. As, you know, there's faith,
well, maybe you
there's moral
said,
excellence,
my ship comes
there's
in,
knowledge, and then
the
comes
out.
Self-control. Self-control follows
back.
Knowing what is right and wrong. There's a personal responsibility
you
involved.
Quick, Mario, in the Navy,
God does not make you do anything. He helps you do what's right when you decide to do what's right. I put in there a negative example.
People
if you go to
you
Genesis, the fourth chapter, and begin in verse 6, there's a conversation between Cain
that's the
and
whole
God.
Idea.
The situation was
sowing
that there was a worship problem.
You want to have a spiritual
Cain
life?
Was
you
bringing
have to plant the spiritual
vegetable
seed.
Matter as
you
worship
have to, live that
to God.
Way.
Abel
that's
was bringing
concept.
A blood sacrifice from
and
the flock.
And one of the best ones, I don't want to
and
leave this
God did not accept Cain's
about this,
sacrifice,
and then we'll be done.
But he did Abel's.
But, you see, an
and then,
equal blessing
Abel, Cain was upset
effort.
About that.
I'm telling you,
his countenance
our generation
fell.
Suffers
verse 6
from
says, then the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry?
Being led
why
in
has your
to
countenance
the land of
fallen?
Canaan,
if you do
Joshua,
well,
you might
will not your countenance be lifted up?
The whole
and if you do not
on one
do
well, side of the
sin
boundary,
is crouching at the
and
door.
Then as they crossed
and
over
its
the
desire
Jordan
is
went
for
elsewhere,
you, but
well, this other place
you
had already been
must
conquered, and some of the tribes
it.
Already had their land, right, Tom?
We're talking about self-control.
But God said,
Cain didn't
y'all,
have
any y'all don't think
control.
That you're not going
what'd
on
he
this
do?
Trip. You get the,
he
you
invited
get the soldiers out.
Abel to go out
they
and
have
field
an obligation
him, and he
to help their brothers. Over on the other side of
self-control
the river.
Is something that we need
that
to be concerned about.
Know what I'm talking about
keeping
say,
the appetites related to the five senses in check is self-control. The world, as we begin this list, the world is corrupted by lust. Partaking in the divine nature makes it possible to escape.
You help me.
And then self-control is not enough. We've got to add some more.
Ride the blessing out by providing equal opportunity.
Perseverance.
That's why we love.
That's the way the New American Standard Version
serve one another.
It's this good old word, hypomone, and if you don't know that word,
can
it means,
be seen
it's many times, most of the time, translated
patience.
And
hey, here's a great one. First or Second Thessalonians,
this was,
chapter 3
there's
and
two
verse
Greek
10.
Words that involve,
work,
that are related here. And one of them is this word for patience, and the other one is long-suffering.
I know there's a lot of starving
That just
people.
Happened to have been the
and
subject of my major paper in my, when I was getting my degree. So I love to talk about patience and long suffering.
You see these others that are on. There's some great points here.
It was
about the
interesting
idea of
to me to note that the verb that is translated to practice patience
else,
is not a passive verb. It is an active verb.
And his righteousness and
you know,
all of these
the good example of patience in its active form that I like is. The marathon runner, you know, the long distance runner, he's got great patience to get to there. But he doesn't, you know, sit back and say, I'm going to get there. I'm going to wait.
You know,
he's got to put forth effort. And that
patience
takes effort.
I am crucified.
James writes about patience. He says,
Christ.
You know, you have to practice it. And whenever it is practiced
I,
well, then it's going to produce,
And the life
the testing of
I
your faith produces
flesh,
patience. Don't ever pray for patience.
God,
there's only one way to get patience. And that's through suffering.
For me.
That's James,
that's
the second chapter. What is it? James, first chapter,
equal
verses.
Blessing that God has so righteously
three and four.
Given unto us a matter
perseverance
of the heart,
follows self-control
a of the
naturally.
Process.
I mean, that's the natural, the next
God
natural step. In thinking about,
more
you know, you control yourself.
You're here today,
and you've got to
you
exercise. You've got to
serve.
Keep on keeping
Maybe
on.
Maybe there are things that are on your heart that we ought to help you with or pray
the next
with you about.
Item in the list here is godliness. We talked about godliness in reference to Jesus. And I'd recommend you reread those notes that we had last week. Godliness is a proper respect for God and fear of God. I was reading this morning from my liberal set of commentaries, the Interpreter's Bible, and they used Moses and his escape from Egypt as an example of this. And Hebrews 11:27, it says that Moses escaped from Egypt because he looked to God. He had a reference to God. His vision of God is what enabled him enabled him to overcome all the temptations of Egypt and to escape from that. The actions of reverential fear of God, that is religion, true religion, grow from exercising patience. Then brotherly kindness. This is our dear old friend Philadelphia. It's the essence of true religion. Now James, pointed out James 1:24, where it says true religion and is, you know, to visit the widows and the orphans in their affliction, to keep oneself unspotted from the world. Treating one another as family members is an important doctrine in the New Testament. And you can read those passages that are given there and see that, you know, brotherly love is what we're talking about. We don't practice brotherly love. We allow brotherly love to be violated too often. But then the crowning crown of the great spiral of spiritual development that we're talking about here in verses 5 through 7 is love, the agape love. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 13:13, you know, love is the greatest. Now, that's hope, faith, and love, but the greatest is love. We're known to be the disciples of Jesus by our love for one another, John 13:35. Christian love is conscientious, intentional concern, respect, and goodwill toward everyone with no exceptions. Escape from the corruption that is in the world by lust makes it possible for us to have fellowship with God and to grow into the purity hoped for in eternity. That's 1 John 3, verses 1 through 3. God is love, 1 John 4, verse 8. And we're to be children of God and imitators of Him. That's Ephesians 5, verse 1. You can read what Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5, 43 through 48. That's talking about love and who you love. And if you just love your friends, you know, what better are you than just the pagans? He talks about God sending the rain on the just and in the unjust. And you're supposed to be perfect, mature, like God, and love everyone regardless of their circumstances. And so we have this great development from faith to moral excellence to knowledge to self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love. In verse 8, Peter says, if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they render you neither useless nor unfruitful in the true knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. If these things are there, there is a personal responsibility for them being there. How do you acquire faith? You hear the testimony of eyewitnesses. You know, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, Romans 10:17. And then you make a decision whether you believe it or whether you do not believe it. And then you move on from there. they've got to, they can't just be there and then just, you know, like sitting there in a can on the shelf. They've got to be, they're not just acquired and held, but they've got to be increasing. They grow by exercising. As the body, the physical body, you know, physical strength comes by strenuous activity. I'm going to mention it again. My daddy didn't take me to many movies, but he took me to one. And it was an old cowboy show, you know, and the old Indian chief was there talking, and he says to the one that was wounded or something, you know, the strength won't come to you. You've got to rise up and meet it. And I never will forget that, but that's exactly the principle that we're talking about here. These things grow if you use them. If you don't use them, in verse 9 it says, for he who lacks these qualities, you know, the absence of faith, moral excellence, and all these things ending up in love, causes one's spirituality to wane. Now, Jesus taught in Matthew 6:22, and also is recorded in Luke 11:34. He says, the eye is the light of the body. Now, he's not talking about the physical eye, but he's talking about seeing things spiritually. The spiritual, perceiving spiritual truths. Peter indicates that when your spiritual vision is impaired by the lack of spiritual development, as taught in verses 5 through 7, you know, then you don't see things right. And it results in blindness and myopia, nearsightedness. It stifles the new life that begins at one's baptism. You know, if you need to see here that once saved, always saved doesn't fit this picture that Peter is writing here. You know, it's something that develops and keeps on and grows and grows, and if it doesn't grow, then it dies. Jesus told his disciples to remember him. That is to keep the knowledge of him and his life as a reminder to faithfulness. We do that every week in the Lord's Supper. We remember him. We remember his death, burial, and resurrection. But do we remember why he was killed and what he was doing in this world? Purification from former sins takes place whenever we're baptized. And if we're not growing in these matters, then forgetfulness will set in. Do you remember Hebrews, the sixth chapter? Let's look at Hebrews, the sixth chapter, verses 1-8. He says, therefore, leaving the elementary teaching about Christ, he's talking about growing and increasing in all these things, let us press on to maturity, not laying again a foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of instruction about washings and laying on of hands and resurrection of the dead and eternal judgment. And this we will do if God permits. For in the case of those who have been once enlightened and tasted the heavenly gift, and have been made partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age to come and then have fallen away, it is impossible to renew them again to repentance since they crucify to themselves the Son of God and put him to open shame. For the ground that drinks the rain which oft falls on it and brings forth vegetation, useful to those for whose sake it is also tilled, receives a blessing from God. But if it yields thorns and thistles, it is worthless and close to being cursed, and its end is to be burned up. Let's move on back to 2 Peter, the first chapter, and verse 10 beginning. He says, therefore, brethren, be all the more diligent to make certain about his calling and choosing you. For as long as you practice these things, you will never stumble. For in this way, the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord Jesus, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, will be abundantly supplied to you. Now then, he says in verse 10, you know, be more diligent to make certain about his calling. What did we say? How does God call? We made a statement a while ago. How does God call you? Hello? Did anybody hear? You go out what? Gospel. By the gospel. God calls you by the gospel. And God has chosen to save those who respond positively to the gospel. So, whenever Peter says, you're calling and you're choosing, you need to make sure of, you make certain, make it firm, make it real. The new birth, or the obedience to the gospel is looked at as, is well, the illustration is a new birth. That's what it is. And just like a young spiritual, just like a baby, you know, is vulnerable to dying if you don't take care of it. It wax cold and dies if you don't take care of it. One must make your salvation certain by participating in the spiral as discussed in verses 5-7. Continual practice of faith, moral excellence, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love will keep one from stumbling. That is, falling from grace. Galatians 5:4 uses that phrase, falling from grace. Remember the words of Jesus found in Matthew 7:21 about who will enter the kingdom? He talks about not everyone that says various things will enter, but who enters the kingdom? Those who do the will of my Father who is in heaven. Now, Peter says, he amplifies that statement just a little bit by, see, in verse 11, for in this way, see, you're going to practice these things that he's mentioned in verses 5-7, For in this way, the entrance into the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ will be abundantly supplied to you. It's not just something you're gonna get into the kingdom. It's important for us to notice the concept of kingdom. The reign of Jesus. I see, you know, signs in people's yards and on store windows, you know, Jesus is Lord. Well, that's all right to say that, but Jesus is only Lord where people are doing His will, where He is King in their life. The Lordship of Jesus is a matter of daily living with Jesus as King, doing His revealed will. You know, attendance in the weekly assembly, we call it going to church, is only part of the plan. You read the judgment scene in Matthew 25, verses 31 through 46. It's all about personal relationship, you know, helping people. He doesn't mention one time those who fail to go to church every Sunday. Now, and I'm not saying that it's not important and good to go to church every Sunday, but what's going to save you is Jesus being Lord in your life 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. In fact, going to church, according to Hebrews 10:23 through 25, is a means of helping you do these things that are mentioned in Matthew 25, verse 31 through 46. Going to church is to stimulate us to practice the matters of that are mentioned in 2 Peter 1, 5, and 7. I'm going to just quickly mention verses 12 through 15 because Peter is simply saying is you already know these things, but I'm telling them again. I'm reminding you of these things. It's good to be reminded. He wants to establish the truth in them. He's certain that he's not going to be around much longer. He's old. Rome has declared that Christianity is illegal. It's the death penalty is there. Tradition says that Peter was killed in Rome by the sword. He was crucified, and he wanted to be crucified upside down because he didn't want to be like Jesus. But however he died, he says, I'm not going to be in this world much longer. And he wants them to have a statement of truth so it can be studied and taught after his death. Spiritual truth. We need to get this concept down in our minds. Spiritual truth is revealed in the New Testament. And it's certain, it's knowable, it's just as knowable as the principles of mathematics or science. Faith is based on eyewitness testimony. And faith is, you know, when you study geometry and other and science, you know, you study the law, natural laws, you study the axioms and the theorems and things like that. When you know them, then you can use them to make great accomplishments. So it is faith is knowable. And if you add these things that are mentioned in verses 5 through 7 to your faith, then you will be able to be a great example of Christian living and your calling and election will be made sure. I thank you very much for your attention this morning, and next week, the Lord willing, we'll cover this material that is found at the last part of 2 Timothy 1. About not following cleverly devised tales, but we have the prophetic word made more sure. Thank you very much for your attention.